はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。第4回日本文化レッスン。夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another Japanese culture class. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lanen, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, today joining us is...
Natsuko desu.
Now, Natsuko, can you give us the topic of today's Japanese culture class?
Oh, yes. Setsubun.
Okay, can you give it to us one more time, a little slower? Yukkuri onegai shimasu.
Sure. Setsubun.
Can you break this down for us, Natsuko?
Setsubun.
And one time fast.
節分.
Okay, Natsuko, can you tell us, what does this mean?
It literally means the division of seasons.
As in the four seasons, right?
Yes.
Now, inside the word, can you give us the word one more time?
節分.
Okay, which is the word for season?
節.
So we have the season, mm-hmm. and then what's the other word?
分.
And what does this mean?
Divide.
Got it. So the literal translation is...
Divide seasons.
Yeah, division of seasons.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you very much. Now, let's proceed.
Particularly, it is used for a day before the first day of next season.
I see. So for spring, it would be the day before spring.
Yes.
And for fall, it would be the day before fall.
Right.
Ah, so the day before the start of the season.
Yes.
Got it.
And we usually use the word 節分 only for the day before the first day of spring.
Is there a special name for that?
立春.
Okay, and can you give us the definition of this?
It means spring starts.
Can you give it to us one more time?
立春.
Okay, now break it down.
立春.
And one time fast.
立春.
There's a small 수 in there, right?
Yes, 立春.
So there's a small tsu in there, which means you want to hold around the S, right?
Yes.
Give it to us one more time. Exaggerate it.
立春.
Very nice. Okay, we have this holiday, right?
Yes. Not exactly a holiday, but kind of a particular day
okay.
that we should remember.
Got it. Particular day we should remember.
Yes.
Now, this year, which day is it?
I think it's February 3rd.
Yes, next Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so hence the reason we're talking about this subject.
Yes.
Okay, now on this particular day, mm-hmm. Does something special happen or is it just an ordinary day?
Oh, there's a special event just for Setsubun.
Can you tell us about that?
You call that mamemaki.
Okay, stop right there. Give it to us one more time.
Mamemaki.
Yukkuri onegai shimasu.
Mamemaki.
Nice. Okay, and break it down for us.
Mamemaki.
And what does this mean?
To throw beans.
Beans? To throw beans?
Yes.
What kind of beans?
Soybeans, usually.
Usually yes. Soybeans?
Yes.
Okay, so throwing soybeans
mm-hmm.
on the day before the first day of spring.
Yes.
What's going on here? Why?
Sounds strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
We throw beans at oni.
Huh? What's that? Okay, wait, slow down. So you're throwing beans at what?
We call this monster oni.
One more time, nice and slow. Yukkuri onegai shimasu.
Oni.
Okay, and this is?
A monster, I think.
Monster.
Yes.
Okay.
It's hard to explain, but it looks like giant, but they have horns and have big eyes.
Big eyes.
Big mouth.
Big mouth.
And sharp teeth. And they eat humans.
Wow. I haven't ran into one of them yet.
Well, me neither. Hopefully not.
Okay. So, and are they a particular color? Any?
Oh, yes. There are red oni.
Red oni.
And also...
How to say red in Japanese?
Aka.
So, can you tell us the whole expression?
Aka oni.
Aka oni. Okay. Mm-hmm. And?
There are also ao oni.
Ao oni.
Yes.
And what's this?
Blue oni.
Blue. Ah, if you guys remember from last week, which was
第3回 日本文化レッスン.
Yes, Sakura told us about her university. And it's your university too.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're from same university.
That's right. And what university is that?
Aoyama Gakuin.
Yes, and this is?
Blue Mountain.
Yes. And give us the color of the second type of monsters.
Aoni.
Yes, blue monsters.
Yes.
Red monsters, blue monsters.
Yes.
You know, I've never seen the blue monsters. I've seen the pictures of the red ones, but the blue ones.
I think it's the red ones are more popular. But sometimes, you know, blue one comes in. They're friends.
They're friends.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It is.
And in this type of situation, we could say, 勉強になりました.
Oh.
Okay, so we have the red monsters, the blue mm-hmm. monsters, mm-hmm. And
I thought it's a little similar to Halloween, but when the season changes, those, you know, kind of evil things tend to come out.
I see.
So we have to get rid of these and tell them to go out of human districts.
I got it. And the way we do this is?
Throw beans at them.
Can you give us the original word that started this string of conversation?
Mame maki.
Yes. Now, can you break this down?
Mame maki.
And one time fast.
Mame maki.
Yes. And the words in there, the word for bean is?
Mame.
Yes. And this is soybean.
Yes. Usually.
Yeah. Usually. And then what's the second word?
Maki.
And this is?
Throw.
Yeah.
Or scatter.
Got it. Okay, so throw, scatter. Then we had the monsters. Now, do we throw raw soybeans or do the beans need to be prepared or?
Oh, we usually roast the beans.
Roast them?
Yes, because, well, we eat it afterwards.
Got it. Okay, now, when you're doing this, mm-hmm. is there some kind of expression that we use?
Yes.
Okay, can you give us that expression?
鬼 は外, 福 は内.
Very nice. I like it. That was great. Give it to us one more time.
鬼 は外, 福 は内. It's like chanting.
That was so great. Okay, now can you break this down? What does this mean?
Monsters go out.
Monsters out.
Yeah. And lucks come in.
Luck in. Monsters out, luck in.
Yes.
Got it. And you usually do this inside the house, right? You're throwing the beans inside your house.
Yes, inside our house. And yes, when you say oni wa soto, when you say monsters go out, we throw it outside.
Yeah.
And when we say luck come in, throw it inside.
Got it. Okay. All right. This is great.
That's my style. But there are, you know, variations. Please understand that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important points. Mm-hmm. You know, what we give you here is what we know to our knowledge. And of course, there are so many different kinds of customs depending on the village, the town.
Yes.
So, yeah, you can do a lot of research into this. It's really mm-hmm. a fascinating thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you give us the first part of the expression? Monsters out.
鬼 は外.
Okay, very nice. Now, can you break this down for us?
鬼 は外.
And one time fast.
鬼 は外.
Okay, and monsters out. So the monster in this sentence was?
鬼.
Yeah, and out is?
外.
Okay, monsters out. Then the second part was?
福 は内.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
福 は内.
福 は内. Right? Mm-hmm. Break it down, please.
福 は内.
And one time fast.
福 は内.
And what does this mean?
Luck in.
Luck in. What's the word for luck?
福.
Okay, very nice. One more time.
福.
Okay, and what is the word for inside?
内.
Okay, and one more time.
内.
So give us a whole expression.
福 は内.
Yeah, luck in.
Luck in.
Okay. Some people might be wondering, I also heard the word for luck is 運.
Yes. 運 can mean both good luck and bad luck.
Ah.
But 福 means only good luck.
Ah, thank you, Natsuko. Ah, it's great to have you here. Very, very nice, Natsuko.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got this expression. So this is what you do in your house.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You roast the beans,
mm-hmm.
and you get the family together,
yes,
and you throw them around.
Yes, calling, 鬼は外, 福は内, like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we have?
And I heard that there's also an old custom of putting a fish head on a holly branch.
A holly branch?
Holly branch. And place it at the door of your house.
Really?
To prevent the evils coming in.
So you take a fish head and stick it on some holly branch.
Yes.
Or on a branch, then add some holly. And this is supposed to keep out the evil spirits.
Yes.
Wow, another superstition. Very, very interesting.
I don't know the reason, but I heard that you do that on Setsubun Day.
Got it. Now, what we just discussed was related to the house, your own house.
Yes.
Is there some kind of bigger gathering or some kind of event?
Yes. Mamemaki also takes place in Shinto shrines.
Shinto shrine.
Yes.
Which is?
Jinja.
Okay, one more time.
Jinja.
Break it down.
Jinja.
One time fast.
Jinja.
And this is shrine.
Yes.
And also?
At temples.
Yeah. Which is?
Tera.
Break it down.
Tera.
One time fast.
Tera.
And what kind of celebration do they have at these temples and shrines?
At these events, the special feature is Toshiotoko no Mamemaki.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop, stop, stop. Moichido onegai shimasu.
Toshiotoko no Mamemaki.
Okay, and now, the last part sounds familiar. What's that?
Mamemaki.
Ah, throw the beans.
Yes, so we do the same thing, but done by Toshiotoko.
Okay, what's this?
Translation is this year's man.
This year's man.
Yes, but this came from China. There's a special way to count the years in Japan, and those years have the cycle of 12 years.
I see. It's the Chinese 12-year system of giving an animal the year of the animal.
Yes, yes, yes. There's a specific animal for each year.
Yeah.
And this year is dog. So Toshiotoko, well, there are also Toshionna, that's the year's woman.
I see.
And is someone born on that year. So someone who's 12, 24, 36... Oh, we stopped there?
Yeah. So I got it.
Yes.
This year, like Natsuko said, this is the year of the dog.
Yes.
So anybody who's born, anyone who is the year of the dog will be the one to throw the beans.
Yes, because those people are considered to be the lucky ones.
And this is the first time that I actually heard about this. It's very, very interesting for me.
Oh, really? So people out there throwing beans might be, you know, those who are born on the dog year.
Got it. Very interesting. Thank you very much, Natsuko. Fascinating.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I think that's going to cover it for Setsubun, right?
Yes.
Natsuko, will you be out throwing beans this Friday?
I'm not sure. Well, it's kind of a popular event for children.
Ah, I see.
So we do it in elementary schools. We do it in families with small children. And in those cases, usually the fathers wear a mask imitating oni.
Oh, really?
Yes, monster. And, you know, the father runs away from child throwing beans at him.
I didn't know that. Really?
Family event.
In the Western world, usually the father, he winds up dressing up like Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in and with the kids.
Yes, yes, yes. And, just like that.
And I realized that at convenience stores, I already started to see it, but at convenience stores, they have masks for sale.
Yes.
Masks.
Yes.
Are those the masks they wear? Like little paper masks, right?
Yes, that's right. So maybe most fathers out there have to be oni this Friday.
Good luck, everybody out there.
頑張ってください!
Very nice. And let's go. When the kids are little, do they really believe that it's monsters? Or they kind of know?
Yes, they kind of know. But in some villages, there are more traditional culture of Setsubun. And I see on TVs that they imitate really good.
Really dress up, right?
Yes. And they appear really scary. And they go around each houses in the village, and people throw beans or say something or do some kind of ceremony. So maybe in those areas, small kids might believe that they're really monsters.
I think I would if I was if I saw that. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much, Natsuko.
Thank you, Peter.
And what we're going to do is on our website, www.japanesepod101.com, we're going to put up more information about this because it's a really, really interesting holiday, a particular day we should remember.
Yes.
Something that's very, very unique.
It is. You must check it out.
Definitely. Check it out. Okay, so that's going to do it for today.
Mata ashita.
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.